Bound.
Welcome to Susegad Stories from Goa. I'm Clyde D'Souza and I travel and review the best of Goa's places and activities. Come experience these Susegad shots with me. So summer is here, it's hot, and maybe you're planning a trip to Goa even though it's hot and humid and people tell you that Goa gets super hot. And yes, not only does it get hot, but it also gets sweaty. But you know what? It can still be fun. So here's 5 ways that you can enjoy a Goan summer, plus my personal bonus tip on how you can enjoy and make that even better. Hey, I'm Clyde D'Souza and welcome to another episode of Susegad Shots. So, like we all know, summer is the season where all of India heads to their gaons or native place. My childhood memories are also filled with overnight bus trips to the village of Kolwale, where we would roast cashews, play card games, and drink urak when I was old enough. So my suggestion, if you're hanging out in Goa with your friends for the summer, then try and do it Susegad style. Here's tip number one. Susegad Pasoi. Susegad Pasoi is a term I've just coined. It's the Goan version of Japanese Shinrin Yoku, which means forest bathing. See, Goa, as we all know, is blessed with some awesome trees and fruits from mangoes, cashews, jamun, karwanda. And summer is when this bounty is available in plenty. So just walk among the trees in whichever Goan village you are in and look out for the mangoes, from Alfonso's to Mankurads or any local variety, hanging low on their branches. If some of them are at hand length, maybe you could pluck one of them. If that's not possible, then look out for jamun trees and enjoy shaking the branches and watching the fruit fall. If you're not that adventurous, then book a walk with my season 1 guest Varun Hegde's Soul Travelling. Head to Churao Island and they'll take you on a short walk in a cashew plantation. Here you could eat a cashew fruit. So go ahead and enjoy a Susegad Pasoi. And tell your friends that you heard this term here first. Oh, just a note of caution. Be respectful of people's private property, or you might just get a earful of the choicest Konkani galis. Tip number 2. Drink urak. What's a better way to cool off than to have a sip of the cool, sweet and slightly pungent drink called urak? This is the month when the kaskars or cashew plantation owners will be harvesting the cashew fruit and preparing them to be distilled into feni. This is also the only time between March and May that urak will be available to drink. If you want to know more about feni, then listen to my episode on Viva Urak. But all I'll tell you right here is get a bottle of urak, find a river or someplace nice and windy, take your best friend along, and enjoy your urak with some limca, salt and chili. Thank me later. If you're not into alcohol, try the fresh cashew juice, which is also called Niro. It's available at Mr. Baker's in Panjim, if you're lucky. Tip number 3. Fado and food. Fado is a Portuguese style of music, which is mostly about love and longing. It's a beautiful, melancholic style that will uplift you while bringing tears to your eyes. I have had the pleasure of listening to Fadista Sonia Shirsat sing the Fado a few times, and every time it was amazing. To enjoy this experience, you have to book a performance at Madra Goa in Panjim. The performance is a 3-piece band with live singing, a Portuguese pear-shaped guitar, and sometimes Sonia plays the ghumot and gets you to sing along. The best part is they also serve you classic Portuguese dishes like prawn rissoi, churis pau, and a whole lot more. Tip number 4. A village fest. Imagine a festival that celebrates the heritage or produce of a particular village. You could enjoy all of this if you attend one of Marius Fernandes's village festivals. Marius is known as the Festacar of Goa and organizes festivals from mango to cashew, promoting whatever a particular village is known for. Look out for his festivals on his Insta page, Mario Malar. There is also a Saligao market in Saligao, which is held every Tuesday. Here you'll find local villagers selling everything from raw mango pickle to Goa sausages, crochets, and a whole lot more. There might also be some singing and dancing, so put on your dancing shoes. Tip number 5. Go surfing. Beach board or not, if you love the waters like I do, this is a fun way to spend the morning at a beach. Head to Arambol or Morjim and take part in a guided surfing lesson. There are a few surfing schools and coaches in Goa. I did mine with Jesso George at Goa Surf School in Arambol. Trust me, it's a lot more fun than just lying on your back on a sunbed. It's a great, super fun outdoor experience and you'll get a full body workout. Of course, you'll tumble a bit in the waves, but hopefully you'll be standing and riding a nice big wave, which will make for the perfect shot for your DP. Okay, now for my absolute personal favorite bonus tip. It doesn't require much. All you need to do is find a river close to where you are staying. Here, you'll find many locals standing at the banks of a river, or maybe on top of a small bridge, or sitting quietly under the pillar of the bridge and fishing for hours on end. I would suggest you go there after lunch, maybe around 3 o'clock. If you can, invest in a fishing rod, that's great. Or maybe just simply sit by the river and watch this lovely meditative hobby. I enjoy sitting by the Nerul River, which is close to Kandalim, looking at the local fishing guys waiting patiently for their catch. The river flows gently. Sometimes a boat passes by, the breeze blows across your face, and the evening sets across on the Kandalim beach. As you can tell, this is my absolute personal favorite summer thing to do. If you can try it, do send me some photos. I'd love to see them. And now for my rating. 4 out of 5. Here's what I have to say. If in Goa for the summer, take an afternoon siesta and enjoy a Susegad fiesta. So there you have it. Enjoy your summer holiday in Goa, and I'll see you on the next episode of Susegad Shots. Thank you for listening. Mugasu. Hope you enjoyed this Susegad Shot. Don't forget to rate, review, and follow this podcast. This is Clyde saying bye for now. Follow me on Instagram at Clyde D'Souza Author, or buy my book Susegad, The Goan Art of Contentment, for more Goan stories, recipes, and a whole lot more. This podcast is brought to you by Bound, a company that helps you grow through stories. Follow them at Bound India on all social platforms for updates on this podcast, or take a look at their other podcasts. And as always, Mogasu.